We're speaking with Vanessa Miller, who's the Grief and Loss Group Facilitator at Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan. Vanessa, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Hospice Care organization of which you're part has begun a new virtual support, some virtual support groups. There's more than one for people who've had losses because of COVID-19. What exactly does that involve?
Yeah, thank you. That's a good question. So, you know, people who have had loved ones die from COVID-19 have different challenges than other deaths. Family members may not have been able to say goodbye to their loved ones or have a funeral for them. And these very basic rituals bring closure, and they're just not there with deaths from COVID-19. So we want to be able to bring people together who have had these unique grieving experiences and help address these issues, as well as offer general grief education.
And, you know, if someone gets enrolled in one of these groups, what will they experience?
We start out by all introducing ourselves, of course, and everyone's losses. And what I really like about our groups is we go into, you know, who was your person? Who was the person that died? What were they like? They get to share stories, share pictures. And that's very therapeutic to have a space to specifically talk about your loved one and go into detail that way. And then we move into a general grief education. So, you know, what are you experiencing? What are your symptoms of grief? What effect can it have on your body? What are some coping strategies we can use? And then we go into a bit more of specific COVID themes. So how do we gain closure, like I said, from, not being able to have a funeral, not being able to say goodbye? What does this look like? What challenges does this present? And how do we address these issues?
And these groups, I assume, will be virtual.
Correct. Yes. Yes. They will be online. Mm-hmm.
And there are actually two groups broken down by age. Why was that done?
Yeah. So we broke it down by age because people at different ages have different experiences. So there's a young adult group for ages 19 to 30, and they are probably dealing with parents and grandparents who have died from COVID, or maybe siblings. And then our adult group for ages 31 and above might still be parents, but then we also go into spousal loss. We don't want to, for a specialty group, kind of mix everyone together. We want to be able to, really make it as specific as we can so that peers can find one another and say, hey, I lost my husband too, or I lost my dad too. And that is facilitated more by breaking it down into age groups.
Do you think the pandemic has, affected the grief process beyond, what you mentioned earlier about, not being able to hold a funeral right away and say goodbye immediately to the person who has died? Are there other aspects of this pandemic that are complicating getting through grieving?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you've got the stress and anxiety that comes from a pandemic, of course. And then on top of it, trying to grieve. And, that's very difficult. That's very complex and complicated. And the problem is that, we're all living our lives. We're all doing the best we can to stay healthy. But then when someone loses a loved one, I think in a pandemic, it's easier to kind of not give them the attention and the care that they need because we're, distracted with, I need a mask and I need to check my symptoms. And but your friend is saying, hey, my spouse just died. Check on me, too. So it complicates things, definitely.
In your experience, do groups like this is it really the sort of the people who are participating sort of talking to each other that gets the job done rather than, you're the facilitator, but it's basically them healing themselves?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I tell my groups. I'm here to help you all make connections and give you whatever education and support you need. And then a lot of the healing and the therapy comes from, just being recognized by your peers, being recognized by people in a similar situation, and saying, "Oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one that felt that," or "I thought I was the only one that experienced that," and having a peer say to you, "No, I've been there. I hear you. This is what I've done." That is therapy. That is powerful. Absolutely.
How many people can you accommodate in these groups? And if someone's interested, how can they get involved?
Sure. So we have a limit of 10 people per group. So 10 people in the 19 to 30-year-old range, and then 10 people for the 31 and above range. And if people are interested, they can email me. Just shoot me an email and say, "I'd like to sign up for the group." And my email is Vanessa, and that's VANESSA dot Miller, which is MILLER, at hospice, SWMI dot org. And they can just send me an email, and then I will send them a registration form. But the group is free of cost and open to the community. And we have different times for the different groups. So, hopefully something will work with people's schedules. Our young adult group for, like I said, ages 19 to 30 will virtually meet on Tuesdays from 5 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. And our adult group for ages 31 and above will meet on Mondays from 11 to 12:30. So, like I said, feel free to email me if you're interested, and we'd love to be able to offer this to the community.
Vanessa Miller is the Grief and Loss Group Facilitator at Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan. Vanessa, thanks again for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks so much, Andy.